Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello, everyone. Hello. How are you doing today? Well, sorry. Well, this is your boy, Steady J. And welcome to Life That Does Live, the craziest shows on the craziest area in the world, the internet. But anyways, got a very crazy show for y'all today. As you know, every Monday, it is Hot After Dusk Day. That's where we going on the hot news, the hot mess, hot, stupid criminals, and just going to have some hot music as well. Now, today's show, we're going to have some hot music from my boy QP. That's his track Friday. And my girl T Hulla B with her track Ayo, which, by the way, shout out to both of them. They are huge supporters of the show. And QP was actually on here last Thursday. Definitely check it out. And T Hulla B recently performed at one of my events like a couple weeks ago. And then, hey, my boy QP from the perform next week. So, there you go, man. It's big support like that, man. I appreciate people that's in our circle that is continually making big things happen with me. All right. So, I'll be doing a shout-out later on as far as talking about people's hot messages sent in to me. You got some hot mess, tweet me at SteadyJDusk. That's CeddyJDusk. All right. Now, y'all know I got some crazy hot mess for y'all as usual. But before I go into that, we're going to play one of our songs for today. Y'all get ready. This is my girl, T Hulla B. This is her track, Ayo. And then we'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. Let's go.
We
lean in the club, getting caught with a styrofoam cup, turned up, getting drunk, mesmerizing green eyes. I'm still rubbing on the thighs, do my thing, make it rain. Pocket full of green guys, you ain't never seen guys. Who gon' get some bean pies? Hit the block, make a guap, party to the sunrise.
Welcome back, everybody. Life and Dust Live with your boy, Sunny J. That was my girl T. Hullaby's track, Ayo, definitely hot. She was on her brand new track. She performed for the first time, your boy, Sunny J. Big ups to that. So there you go, man. We put our exclusives over here. We don't wait for everybody else to tell us what to play. That's what we do. We break music. All right, anyways, I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Models on Deck. That's modelsondeck.com, which are doing a lot of big things. It's very intricate, a lot of models' careers and whatnot. And what I like about them is they're trying to do something different besides the same old, same old, which is, you know, Model Mayhem is pretty cool. I get bigger to Model Mayhem. They're doing some big things. But Models on Deck, I like them because they give multiple people in the industry tends to mingle with each other, not just selected parts of the industry. They pretty much just say, if it's going to help a model, then you're going to be on there. So big ups to them for creating that avenue. So I'm actually about to tweet them now so that they know they give some love. They've been blasting my Twitter all freaking week, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I've been watching them Sunday like five times a day. I'm sitting there looking like Miles on Deck. Follow Sunny J Dust. Check out the deck. Follow Sunny J. I'm like, dang, like, they really are going in. So I got to really say shout out to them for that because, hey, you know, a lot of people, they got real big names like that, especially when they have sites with such high caliber. Sometimes a lot of us who are, quote unquote, not necessarily big enough to some people, you know, it's really great to see people doing that. So I'm very, very, very appreciative, and I very much so for them to keep doing what they're doing. Okay, I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple people. My girl, Salida, a.k.a. Miss Bonita, Bonita Valar. Y'all do the math. If you know Spanish, you know what that means. She's head of promotions of Dust by Model Group, and she's been doing a very great job with, yeah, check her to Twitter. So, you know, it had a little bit of touch by her. So, shout out to that. She's been doing that thing with it. And I want to say shout out to my girl, Mimi Caramel, as well. So, I'm going to give her a shout out. She's all the way over in the UK. Definitely good when people overseas are showing you love, man. As I tell y'all, I'm not on a certain city level, no certain state level, or heck, even country. I don't like to be bound within a certain area. I like to be able to shut my mind, travel to wherever it can go. So, because the people that's around the country that support me too, I really much so appreciate it. All right. Now, let's go into the hot mess because wow. We got some stuff right here. I've been seeing some other mess that's led up to this point now about this story. And I've been wondering, I was like, okay, let's count down, see how long it's going to get to craziness. Now we got to craziness. I knew it was going to happen soon. Oh, man, what were these people learning? Okay, so according to MediaTakeout.com, which is the most urban visited website in the world, my boy Chris Brown's girlfriend is confronted by Rihanna, and apparently the two of them nearly started fighting. Okay, so let's find out what's going on. Gotta take a breath on this one. It's about to get ugly. I knew it was going to happen. I was like, let's count down. I was like, is he still talking to the old girl? Let's find out. It might not be. Maybe they are. But we're going to find out. Let's find out and get the whole scoop on it. And we got some other stories, too. Of course, we got this dumb criminal news. I got some stories for y'all for that, too. It's craziness. Okay, so. Wow. Okay. Shout out to Chris Brown. I don't know. For me, I like Chris Brown's music, but am I the only person who thinks that he looks like he's trying out for the Golden Lords? The hair. Every time I see him, I say it to myself. But hey, whatever. It is what it is. Okay. Let's go ahead and get into what's going on. All right. So apparently, in LA. My girl Rihanna nearly got into a fight in the club with Chris Brown's girlfriend, Karachi, or whatever her name is. La Cucaracha or something, her name, something. Anyways, Rihanna has been telling people that she is upset with Chris Brown's new girlfriend, and especially about making a video. She made a video about Rihanna making fun of her accent. Oh yeah, yeah. You kind of had it going for you. So hey, you got any problem with Rihanna going after you? It is what it is. Okay, so. Yeah, what ended up happening was, you know, everyone starts saying this and that, whatever. And apparently, Rihanna's walking towards Chris Brown in the VIP. And then all of a sudden, you know, Chris Brown's girlfriend steps to her. And Steph almost popped off until the bodyguard came and saved the day. Anyways, all I got to say is, according to some good sources, they said Rihanna was getting ready to whoop her behind. So, hey, I think it's well deserved. I mean, you want to talk crap? To me, I don't think you need to fight. As I say all the time, you don't need to fight. But if it gets to that point where people, when someone steps in your face, I want to see when someone steps in my face, and if his girlfriend did try to hit her in the face, you have every right to fight, because for me, if someone hits me, I'm going to fight. But don't go in the club starting fights. There's nothing worse. Let's talk crap. I don't understand people just don't know how to just talk crap by going crazy and having to fight each other. Man, y'all tripped me up. Okay, so now, a story is leaked. That Amber Rose dropped her publicist after he told Kanye West that he was stealing Yeezy's money. Uh-oh. I'm not even going to say anything. It's just a bunch of tomfoolery going on today. All right, another story. Oh, this is going to be pretty interesting. My boy Fat Joe apparently is filing for divorce. Now, this is very interesting because, and for those that have been paying, that have been keeping up, a story we reported on the show recently, you know, Fat Joe was spotted with Sanaa Lake at a party with Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. So it's very interesting that this is going on. So I don't know, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I don't make the news. I just report the news. If you can't look at me, you're like, hey, you don't talk about Fat Joe. Hey, he does it. Everybody does this stuff. I just report it. That's all I do. Okay, so I'm about to go ahead and go into my boy QP's on Friday. And we're right back on Life or Dust Live. We'll have some dumb criminal news. And, of course, I have some of my favorite hot mess I've seen for this past week. Here we go. This is QP's Friday. Right back on Life or Dust Live. Right to this.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. Heard they were waiting on me, though. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I say, nah, I ain't shit, but my mama think I made it. These niggas rolling blunts, these bitches getting faded. Everything a nigga been trying to do is start studying. Still studying hard for you jealous motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm straight hard and the fans is my club. Bitch, I'm a master and you niggas is puppets. I come with the beat, fuck records. Live every day like a Friday, I'm Christmas. Yeah, I know a couple truckers, get that shit from state to state. Get that money, get that cake, and then we go eat up some steak. Yeah, my belly getting big, cause it's food up on my plate. Tell them sorry for the wait, I'm not usually late. Yeah, I smell like money, baby, once you get a taste. I can populate the world with what I left up on the face. I am not usually here, I be somewhere out of space. Got that zapper on my waist, nigga, motherfucker, cake. I think it's Friday. Paper by the boatload, click click like an afro. Ask me, do I know him, sir? I don't know. I don't talk to piggies. I just get my digits. Got your bitches too. Now I'm in a pussy wiggin'. But boy, you look the figure. I can see your kidneys. Gonna show you how to get it. But watch me play it. Middle of the day and I'm ballin' like the weekend. The bad part about it, I'ma do it to the weekend. Yeah, your girl a pill, now she rollin' and she tweakin'. Now she in the VIP, we ain't speakin', she just freakin'. Gone bounce your ass for a star, ho. If you do it right, you just might get you a car, ho. I say, gone bounce your ass for a star, ho. If you do it right, you just might get you a car, ho.
Y'all, welcome back to Life at Dust Live. That was our boy QP's Friday. Now, it's on to my favorite parts of the day. As we get to even crazier stuff, you know, a lot of people always mention celebrity news. That's again, Danny, but who talks about this crazy, stupid stuff that everyday people make? Okay, I'm through the T-shirt people. Every time these people wear these ironic T-shirts that have they pretty much self-incriminate themselves. It's ridiculous. Now, this time, this is a very interesting case. All right. Apparently, at a Homeland Security employment booth, this guy walks up to them. And this woman, you see the picture, the woman looks extra happy, like trying to explain to him how the career is going or whatnot. And this dude is literally walking up to her. And on the back of his shirt, I kid you not, it says, terrorist. I'm so through these people, these T-shirts, and the people that allow this bullshit to keep going on. I'm really through, guys. I'm really through. Oh man. Okay, now I'm definitely gotta go get ready to get to my next bit of craziness. We're not a common stupid crook. And by the way, these stupid criminal stories are coming from www.clumsycrooks.com, and you can see all the stupid stories that go on there. And actually, we'll have some of them on the Hive for Dust Daily later on today, so you can check it out there and read all the stories. All right, so apparently on this one, this dude apparently steals a snake from a local reptile park. But this is what an idiot, and this is why he's an idiot, can't have got away with it. Really can't have got away with it for a little bit of war until they were to find his fingerprints or whatever. But the main reason why, the main way how they got it was this idiot left his phone. But not only did he leave his phone, here we go with social media to get y'all in trouble. This idiot posts a picture of the animal on Facebook. I just understand people. Like, y'all do everything. I mean, obviously don't hide. I mean, if you got something, if you do something, don't be trying to act all like, oh, I don't do it, and then you hide it on Facebook or whatnot, and all Twitter, all that good stuff. But then there's some things you don't need to put on Twitter or Facebook, like you having a stolen snake. Yeah, and especially another thing you should definitely do, anytime you get ready to leave a surrounding, make sure you always got your phone. I don't understand how that was not... Would that not register in his mind that, maybe I need to make sure I have my phone on me? God's an idiot. It's random, stupid idiot. Okay, this is the last one. Last story from Clumsy Crooks for today is a teacher pours hot tea on students to break up a fight. Wow, interesting. I wish I could have been there to see this. I had to see the reaction. Okay, a teacher does hot tea on two high school students after they refused to stop fighting. I'm really looking at this like I'm not understanding this. And this is all going to... This all went down in Michigan in Hastings High School. I guess this is what teachers do. I had a teacher back in middle school, A grade, Ms. Ray. She would put, like, if you fell asleep in her class, she had this little plant called Ernie, and she had like a little bottle of water that she would feed Ernie and whatnot. And so, whenever you fell asleep, she would take some of that water and pour it on you if you didn't wake up. But now, here goes the thing. A lot of times people caught on and they woke up just in time. And some of us, you know, being young, we were being silly, like, oh, don't say that. And was trying not to laugh and whatnot because you really want to see if she was going to do it. Now, one time I saw a dude get it happen to him. Dana Lockett, shout out to him, man. I started looking at dude's eyes. He was pissed. He stays, I don't know how he stays to do all the laughing. She poured water on him, and not only did she get water on him, she got it all over his textbook. So, yeah, shout out to Ms. Ray. She was tough, but when she was tough, she was actually, most people actually cared about you. So, big up to Ms. Ray. But shout out to the water and the new tea incident. Now he reported tea on people. What the heck is going on, man? Okay, now my favorite thing of the world. My favorite thing, which is talking about people I see personally out and about and what kind of crazy forces they're doing. All right, so apparently, as I see everything on the weekend, I see the craziest things on earth. And I had to go in on some incidents I saw in Dallas first, which, I mean, the gold teeth. I mean, maybe this me got me a hater or whatnot, but I didn't know grills were still that much in. Like, people are still rocking grills extra heavy, and it's, like, overdone. This one girl was performing. She looked like You know how when you let your little, when you let the little girl, and you say, "Oh, it's dress up day," you get to pick wherever you want to dress up in, and they put on the most random stuff that don't really go together. That's how this one chick looked. I told my friend that, I said, she looks like she just randomly threw a bunch of stuff on. She just randomly went to her closet and said, "Let me just grab a bunch of stuff and I put this on." I don't understand. What the hell? That's one thing. Other big things of hot mess in there that was just, it was crazier after crazier after crazier. And I just didn't understand it. Oh, like for instance, people who still have scratching, who still DJ, who are DJ and it's still scratching, and records are still scratching up, what the heck? I'm not understanding that. It's perplexing to me. And it's a brand new CD that doesn't have scratches on it. No excuse. All right. Now, my other favorite thing that I saw this weekend was, you know how that song, Roses? They said Roses really smell like boo-boo. Well, just say I know somebody that looked good, looked damn good, but she didn't quite. In the words of my friend, he says that she smelled like hot dog water. What the hell? If you smell like hot dog water, there's a problem. There's a huge problem there. Oh, man, and that's there to make sure I attack it in, too, because, you know me, I keep it real. When I am DJing and you see people getting crunk, allow them to get crunk and stay crunk. Don't mess it up by coming to go make the most minute request that has nothing that's going to really just mess it up and say, "Can you play this?" Yeah, man, if you were ever to get crunk, man, it's put, no, they're getting crunk. Now, you don't see them getting crunk out here. Like, let them get crunk. Don't mess with the party. He puts the song over, and I kid you not, it was like a mood killer. We let us get back to our thing, and the party kept going. At the end of the day, when you come get me and you ask me a DJ, let me do it. I got you. You ain't got nothing to worry about. That's all I got to say. All right, so as we get ready to roll on out, I just want to remind you all, you can follow me on Twitter. That's @SteadyJDusk. That's CEDDYJDUSK. You can also go to the Dust Spot, our big social network. That's at dustspot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. And also go to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/PHEDUSKSPOT. There you go. All right. As we roll out, remember, if you miss any parts of the show, you can check it out on iTunes for free. You can also listen to it at microsoftspot.dustspot.com or Google it and see all the various radio networks that have our show as well. All right. We are rolling on out, everyone. And as a reminder, as I always tell you guys, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life and Dust Live. In the words of Chris Brown, Mr. AKA, going along with the girlfriend acting crazy. Deuces.